Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I'm your host, Chase, and with me today to talk about some juicy news is Quinn. How are you doing today?
Hello, Chase.
No, he's not here again. I wish I could continue on, but without him, I'm nothing. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm still going to do the podcast. I'm still BS Games. Just without the RS. Anyways, if you don't know us, we're an informative bi-weekly podcast focused on gaming news and discussions. On Mondays, we go over the news for the week, covering everything gaming without the BS. And on Wednesdays, we pick a juicy topic to cover and give our half-informed opinions. And as I said, Quinn is not here today because he's just being swamped with his postgraduate homework. Not master's, just more schooling after his bachelor's degree. Yeah, who fucking does that? Yeah, so because we weren't here last week, I'm going to cover the full 2 weeks. There wasn't too much news, so it's not that big of a deal in terms of like, oh, it's, you know, going to wreck the show. It's just more like a lot of it came down to Thanksgiving, Black Friday, all that stuff. That was mostly where the news was at. That's where all the money was being made, so there wasn't actually that much news going on in terms of real life shit that we like to talk about. But nonetheless, there is still some stuff to talk about. Yeah, and we're totally sorry. Last week we actually saw each other and we were going to do an episode on the podcast together, and we just could not get it together. I literally saw him the day I was leaving and I hung out with him for like 1 hour looking at things to buy for Black Friday. But that's life, and now we're here. And so the most important thing to let you know then is that if you want to share your opinions about the podcast and how much fun it is to hang out with me or Quinn, just go on over to Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast and talk to us. We love to talk to you. We love talking about video games. We love the Black Friday deals that came out. And we bought some games out of it. I got Greedfall, actually, out of it for my birthday. So happy there. And if you want to do us a bigger solid, go ahead and rate us on your platform, whatever platform you're listening to us on. We greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get into the news. So, the games that have come out in the last 2 weeks are, for PC, Railroad Corporation, Football Manager 2020, SD Gundam G Generation Crossrays, and Blaze Master 02. On Switch, we got the Unicorn Princess WRC8, Green Video Game, Pine, Monster Jam Steel Titans, and Trover Saves the Universe. On PS4, we have Golem, Demo Reborn, Gris, and Gas Guzzlers Extreme. On Xbox One, we have Stretch Arcade, Mowin' and Throwin'. And finally, coming out on multiple systems, we have Munchkin Quacked Quest, Shenmue 3, that probably took like 20 years to make, Garfield Kart Furious Racing, Narcos Rise of the Cartels, Still There, Black Future 88, Asterix and Obelix, XXL3, The Crystal Menhir. I was trying to double check if that was Roman numerals. Farmer's Dynasty, Wraith Aeon of Ruin, Lost Ember, Sniper Ghost, Warrior Contracts, Debris, Sid Meier's Civilization 6, Foxyland, Golasso, Story of Gladiator, and Five Nights at Freddy's, number 1 through 4, and finally, Where the Water Tastes Like Wine. Sounds like a fun, drunken game right there. That's it for game releases. You can tell it's short there because there are just not that many games, probably due to gaming awards and some of the stuff which happened in the last couple of weeks. They did the nominations and stuff like that. All right, let's move on to the news. So basically, two games are going to be determining the fate of VR gaming. One of them is coming out in the next week or so, so we gotta get ready for that. Specifically, it's Boneworks and Half-Life Alyx. These are two big up-and-coming games which will determine the VR industry for 2020. Both games are bringing a lot of advances to what VR should be, and I hope it brings home the bacon. Yeah, I actually watched Boneworks, and it looked really good. It had like a lot of mechanics that you'd see that are much more complex. So it'd be really interesting to see what that brings, since that's the indie version of Half-Life, Alex. So, yeah, can't wait to see. Moving on to some bad news for Stadia. Stadia launched last month, and it is off to a lot of mixed reviews. Stadia claims to have approved games that play well in 4K resolution, but frame rates will just dramatically drop and become unplayable. Coming out at a price of $130, it seems cheap, but it's actually a deceivingly steep price as there are constant inconsistencies with the frame rate and latency. Games like Destiny 2 has just the environment breaking down, quote-unquote, in such a way that you wonder what game you're actually playing. And there's also been reports that the Chromecast Ultra, which is used to play on your TV, randomly shutting down due to overheating. At the moment, Google Stadia can really only hope to be for one type of audience, and that is early adopters. Poor Stadia. But we already talked about this, actually, and we knew this was going to happen. So I guess Quinn and I were right on that point. Finally, on to the last two or three pieces of news. We have video game sales being projected to be higher than last year's sales. It was projected to be somewhere between $148 and $152 billion, which is a 10% increase from last year. So go, guys, for buying so much from Valve. And I guess Epic now, since that's the thing. So good job, guys. YouTube is no longer restricting the viewing of mature content in video games, whether it's uploaded or streamed. Real-life depictions will be restricted under an age viewing guideline. So just like usual, those will be restricted. But video games, yay for us, starting today even, there will be no issue. Riot Games is settling a $10 million gender lawsuit for over 1,000 current and former female employees. The lawsuit, which spanned over 5 years, is to settle the underpaying of women and the quote-unquote bro culture which permeated the studio. This is actually something we talked about with the COO about 6 months ago. It's probably one of the first things that we talked about, how the COO would just fart on people and smack people's balls at work, which is usually a no-no. And so we're happy to see that at least the women are getting their just desserts and at least helping fix this very, how can you say it, disproportionate job level or classes where it's like, why are men higher than women in the pay scale? All right, that is it for the news. I'm going to take a quick 1 minute break and then I'm going to gather some thoughts and move on to the discussion. Okay, and I'm back. So, I guess the biggest thing here to talk about is Stadia. So, as Quinn and I have talked before, let me hear his opinions real quick. Nope, he's not there, so I guess he doesn't get to say anything. But basically, Stadia has been doing very poorly. We had this thought about how it's going to do due to the fact that it's dealing with streaming technology, which has never done well in the past. I can't remember the name of it. It was like On Game Live or Game Live, something like that. And I know Nvidia does something similar, and they have a few more or less big time games that do it as well, but they just haven't been able to break the market in that sense. And so really the biggest chance they had was with Google and Stadia. And we're seeing that upon its release, it's not doing too well, which was to be expected because a lot of the things that needed to happen for it to be great right out of the box is just not possible. One of the biggest reasons, as we've talked about before, is that their ISPs, internet service providers, are going to have a lot of blockages in terms of like how much data usage you can download So that's going to be quite a hefty issue for Google Stadia to overcome, because one of the things that was happening is, like, if you play Destiny 2 for just an hour at, I think it was 1080p, it's about 4.5 gigabytes per hour. So if you think about that, and you play, let's say, 10 hours a week. At 10 hours a week, you're already hitting the 45 gigabyte mark. And then if you do this for about a month, you're looking at about 320 gigabytes. And usually, this is not true for everyone, like at least for me, after about 100 gigabytes of usage or about 200, you start getting slowdowns with your internet. So it doesn't seem to be going too well in that direction in terms of how much it takes to run these games. And they don't even have deals set up with other ISPs in order to allow this to, I guess, happen more easily. And then one of the biggest issues, honestly, that's been happening is the fact that you have the Chromecast Ultra overheating and then shutting down. And what's sad is, like, this is the one that they gave. So this is the one that they tested. You know, usually when you get a PlayStation 4 or like some other item, they test it. You know, they do this with cars. They do this with pretty much anything to make sure that it's reliable under extreme conditions. So for cars, they'll put them in like harsh conditions in order to make sure that, you know, they give the person to an average Joe and he won't completely fuck up the car. So it's just kind of sad that the Chromecast Ultra seems to have come with some form of defect or something when purchasing Stadia that they're causing to overheat and shut down. Now, this doesn't mean that they're completely unplayable. It just means that after a certain number of hours, you're just not going to be able to play for a little bit. Which is understandable in one sense because, streaming in itself, it causes a lot of, power from your computer or whatever you're using to do these things. And you're playing now a video game going 1080, 4K resolution. So, yeah, that's just something that needed to be more well thought out. And it just seems like it wasn't well thought out enough. Going on to some other things besides bashing on Stadia. Besides, there has been good news with Stadia. You know, it's coming out with some games. It looks like they're on the way to get the Buddy Pass system out and going so that you can, essentially be friends with other people, you know. So it's nice that they're actually getting these quality of life updates quickly, such as like when Epic Games came out with their launcher. So I guess the argument I'm trying to put here is that we'll have to wait and see, which is similar to like what we had with the issue with the Epic Games launcher. The difference is that even though the Epic Games launcher didn't have nice quality things, at least when you played games, there was no issue. So it makes you wonder at the quality of like these companies or how much money they put in and how much they put down to the video game industry in itself. But yes, moving on to other things besides Stadia, I went Black Friday shopping and I bought a couple of things here and there in order to, better my gaming life. And one of the things that I bought was Greedfall, or at least I got for my birthday. And then the other one being some batteries in order to make my Switch more rechargeable than before, because one of the things with a lot of the Switches, which I'm honestly surprised that controllers are still like this. Like I'm not saying that's a bad thing to have controllers that are only battery operated, but it's to me very surprising that Switches have that, because when I buy like a PlayStation controller or a Xbox that's not true for Xbox. For PlayStation, usually they're not only wireless, but they're rechargeable and not the battery one. Now, this is just from my experience. I'm sure that there are battery operated controllers, but yes, it's I bought some rechargeable batteries for my Switch controller that I use to play on my cousin's thing. Not my cousin, sorry, my nephew's Switch in order to play some Pokemon Sword and Shield, which I've been having a blast in. Pokemon Sword has basically been eating my life whenever I've had time to play it. And I'm just essentially shiny hunting, which has been a great quality of life update and how that operates in the game as compared to other Pokemon games in the past. So I've been having a lot of fun with that. I know I'm going to move on to Greedfall soon, which is like this really awesome RPG game that's kind of set in a less, I guess you could say, not space, you know, more either a medievally or a little bit later than that. Just a game that has like a little bit more of an oldies type of RPG feeling rather than some of the new ones, such as like with Final Fantasy 15 what are some other ones off the top of my head? Outer Worlds, you know, those are more space related and modernized. And so it's nice to go back to a game that's kind of bringing back the whole reason why RPGs kind of started, which was with some beautiful old style RPG as graphics. So yeah, guys, thank you for listening. Sorry for rambling on there a little bit. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and hopefully we brought a little bit of news to you guys. I hope you guys did some wonderful Black Friday shopping. If you want to get a hold of us, you go on to Twitter at BS Gamers Podcast, where you can talk to us. We love to talk about some of the news that happened, especially with Riot Games. You know, Riot Games is going through a lot of shitty stuff right now, you know, rightfully so. But it would be fun to talk about. Or if you want to do us a bigger solid, then go on over to your platform where you can rate and review us. And we would love to some of those 5-star reviews. Guys, thank you for listening to BS Gamers. I'll talk to you guys soon.